Vossie Jace says, could we send Kurt Mann over to the US to nurse Cameron Smith back to health?
The hip, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's what friends are for. Now, there's a text here I'll read as we go to ComSec Tom Petrovsky. Will I read it? I'll read it. Can you ask Petrovsky, please call him Tom, if he's ever been two out in a cubicle? According to Wolf of Wall Street, them finance guys are pretty wild, is the text we've got. Tom Petrovsky, that's an interesting question you probably weren't expecting this morning. Welcome to the program.
Bossy, it's great to be here. And look, one of the gentlest things that you can ever do is help a brother out and hold his hair out of his face when he's in the cubicle.
Yeah,
doing some of his worst work. So that's obviously the explanation for what was going on.
So you're
in that previous
meeting. Tom's beard could get in the road too.
Well, how would the beard out?
I don't know.
It could get messy. Used to polish the toilet bowl.
Now we are hitting areas that really.
Okay, let's go back to finance.
Yes, I think. But can we just restart the segment? ComSec Tom Petrovsky is online with his daily business chat. Tom, great to talk with you. And what do we look at? Oil prices slumping, are they? The German DAX, are they down? What's going on?
Yes, oil prices are at a six-month low. And part of the reason for that is that yesterday we saw weaker Chinese economic growth, which cast a pall over things broadly when it comes to economic growth. But interestingly, US and European markets were able to buck the negative news, and we saw European markets generally higher. The US markets also finished with a decent improvement under the circumstances. Investors are taking the view that perhaps with this slowing pulse of growth that central banks might be less aggressive when it comes to rate hikes. US markets were led higher by the NASDAQ. It was up 0.7%. We're going to kick off with a gain of around 0.6% this morning, and it's a big day as far as earnings numbers. Amongst the marquee results will be BHP reporting its figures, so that'll be eagerly anticipated.
Tough start, but a great recovery, Tommy. Yes. Well done, mate.
Yeah, best in the business. And after the news, Michael Carayannis from The Telegraph, his take on these strange events in the world of rugby league. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.